We asked during the lesson, Rav Lightman, every time we approach the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to recalibrate ourselves on this learning, because it's not regular learning. We have to rise from our corporeal level to the spiritual level, and it's a lot of work. And we can't be in this naturally. Learning the wisdom of Kabbalah means I rise to the level of faith above reason. I transcend myself. I become connected to the friends. And as a result, I begin to learn something, understand something, at least understand what it's about. Because otherwise, how will I know? Maybe I could open the book of Torah or other books that were written by Kabbalists, but if I don't rise to the same level, the same place, the same world, the same reality that they feel and what they write about, then what will I get? Everything is open, so it's even more so. But with a spiritual thing, how can I know? We're learning about spiritual discernments. Spiritual discernments are all depicted within man. There is no reality that I can sit on a train or on a rocket and travel or fly to some place where I will see spirituality. There's no such thing. I don't change, but I change the place. Yes, but in spirituality, I'm changing myself, and the new discernments in me that awaken, in these discernments, I feel a new world. And in their feeling, that perception of the new world, the Kabbalists come and tell me, just like mother and father would explain to me, what happens in this world, where I am, what's going on, look at this, look at that, etc. So likewise, I need a father and a mother, and they really are a father and mother in spirituality, but it comes to me through a person, say a teacher who explains to me and shows me. In other words, we need to somehow come into the study, somehow be in the place that they want to tell us about. Otherwise, they're talking about a level in a world that's completely different from what I imagine. I imagine living in this world. I see you, friends, here. I see the sun, the moon, and the sky and earth, that's what I see, and that's it. Even what I feel in me is all inside this world. And Kabbalists are talking about something else. How is it different? I don't know. So, in order to learn from them anything, we first need to get into this learning, meaning to get closer to the reality that they are talking about. It's not simple, but it's a challenge, and we see that all of humanity, where is it compared to what we are opening up for ourselves? And day by day, we somehow obtain the higher spiritual reality, this new reality that can't be explained or felt unless to read it again. The main work we must do, our main work, is to achieve the purpose for which the world was created. Meaning our work is to achieve the goal for which the world was created. The most important thing there is, which is that goal, it's called to do good to his creations. This is what the Creator wants to happen. He wants to bring the created beings to the best possible state, to do good to His creations. And the work for getting to this point, to allow the Creator, to enable the Creator to do good to us, is to qualify ourselves to acquire vessels of bestowal. If we, out of our own small vessels of reception, make out of them vessels of bestowal, then we won't be limited in receiving the pleasure. Because in receiving in order to bestow, I can never say that it's the end, that it's enough, I don't want any more. In reception for myself, there's a limit. Because each kli has its end, its limit. Rosh toch sof, it's got a complete kli. But in reception, in order to bestow, I bestow upon the Creator through all the other people, then I can't say, it's enough. I have no more kelim, because I do. You can bestow more and more and more, just like the Creator wants to give you. However much He gives, it doesn't matter how much He gives, you can give it back to Him if you're working in order to bestow, in receiving in order to bestow. So, in order to reach this, we were given the quality called Torah and Mitzvot. Through Torah, which is called the reforming light, we correct ourselves. This is called making corrections, commandments. This is what's called mitzvah, command. So, to correct ourselves, in order to get these kelim, called vessels of bestowal. This is what the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, He says about Himself, I have created for it the spice of Torah, by which a person loses within him all the sparks of self-love, meaning he doesn't need to satisfy himself, to acquire for himself, everything is open in the other way, to others. So all his desire will be only to
вопрос от товарища. Как?
A question from a friend. How and what does a person give to the Creator through love of others?
Only through connection with people close to me who are my friends do I build a kli in which the Creator can, that the Creator can fill with His light. This is called helping one another. You help one another because without connecting to the friend, we have no kli, no vessel, with at least one, another one, another one. The least many is two, but you have to have at least two who are also in contradiction to each other, but also are connected. Love will cover all crimes. You have to have a kli. The kli must consist of two opposite things, from hatred and love, from separation and connection. If there is no such thing, then there is no kli. This is why without a friend, I can't build the kli.
Latin 7.
Hola, ¿qué es
preparar
para adquirir vasijas de otorgamiento?
What does it mean that our preparation for acquiring vessels of bestowal?
Preparation for acquiring vessels of bestowal is important. That without vessels of bestowal, we won't be able to advance, and we are regarded as animals. Animals, like all the animals in this world. This is why it's written, they are all as beasts.
Hebrew 10.
What is this connection? This status I ask for the Creator.
Connection means I accept, I take upon my...
is maker. What does it really mean, Raf, to bestow contentment? What does this contentment, what am I bestowing? What is this contentment, what I'm bringing to the Creator?
The Creator wants to give to the created beings. If you want to give something to the Creator, you have nothing to give Him because He doesn't have any deficiency. He has only one deficiency, to give to the created beings. If you give to the created beings, you fill.
Какие правильные внутренние действия я должен делать, чтобы отдавать?
What kind of inner actions, correct inner actions, should I perform in order to bestow to the Creator?
I express this in my connection with the group. I can never give directly to the Creator. If you are right, what will you give Him? This is what is written. Meaning, even if you want to give, what do you want to give? What can you give Him? He has no deficiencies, no desires. This is why we can't do anything directly to the Creator. But rather, all of our work in giving to the Creator is to give Him a kli that's ready and made of all kinds of people which I put together, and it doesn't matter how much they are or are not corrected, these people, these souls. With respect to me, in my participation in them, they are still not corrected. And therefore, I approach them, get closer to them. I want to connect with them in order to make of me and them together a new kli. And that kli no one can make but me. And this is the kli that I present to the Creator and tell Him, we want corrections from you and fillings from you, and by this we please Him.
A certain grasp of what is the 10, what are the friends. But in the last few weeks, I feel like there is nowhere to hold on to. I don't know who are these characters before me, even those in the 10 with me.
Wait a minute. Is this really so? You have no 10? If a person has no 10, and he doesn't feel from day to day that he is advancing in it more and more, then there's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do. So why are you speaking so kind of nonchalantly about it, so calmly about it? For the past month, I haven't been feeling that I have a 10. Right, so you fell. Maybe now you'll discover that you do have a 10, but you only felt this way. And you will make efforts to bring yourself back into them, to reconnect. But if you don't become more and more connected to them from day to day, and you see in each and every one how much they object the connection and how difficult it is to penetrate them, but you have to. You have to. What do? You understand? You have to find a way to nonetheless get into the people, to each and every person. And then later you will discover, I was in a tent with he and he with him and him. Let's say that person was so soft and beautiful, and he got all corrupted, but now he is not. So it wasn't him who was corrupted. The change happened in you. You are now discovering that you have a bigger evil inclination, which is why you can't connect to him. But the friend is 100% given to you from the Creator, and all the games He plays are, they have eyes and they don't see. It is only you not seeing that it's you who is changing all the time. But He in front of you is an angel.
Oh, yeah, the fact that I change is clear. What is this image before me? It's getting blurry. I don't feel the friends as I did before. I can't understand. Who are they? What are they?
It happens. It happens, and it's good. Perhaps by this you are now detecting them on a higher level where you don't know them. It's as if you're looking at them and this face is familiar. But the hands are the hands of Jacob. But the voice of Esav. So you don't know what is going on here, really. It will be good. But you have to be careful. The 10 has to be closer each and every day until
what is it that brings me to hate the will to receive? Is it that it doesn't give me pleasure anymore?
What is the thing that makes me hate the will to receive? It's the quality of the Creator, which is now awakening in me, because the Creator is the one who hates the will to receive. He is the one who is opposite from it. And if you feel that way too, then there's something of in you of Him. In this you already have some similarity with the Creator, even though you still haven't discovered this similarity. But this attitude, this approach already indicates something. But you have to check. Are you hating the will to receive because you suffered blows from it? But what if you got some rewards from it? You would love it. So, there is room for scrutiny.
Asia.
Asia.
Rav, we have a dialogue with the group, morning lesson, afternoon lesson, evening lesson. We meet together 3 times a day, 4 times a day. This is the dialogue with the group. What is the dialogue with the Creator? How can we achieve the dialogue with the Creator?
You have to add to your dialogues, to your conversations, you have to put the Creator in there too, that He is present, and that He is entirely with you, completely. You have to accept Him as a friend. Let's try it this way, at least. Why am I saying you should do this? Because it will develop in you some feeling of presence. After that, it will advance even more.
You have the entire Torah here. Really, in one verse. How we go through everything. Please, again, Moshe.
We'll read it again. It is harder to attain the concept of bestowal upon others, as this is against nature. Nevertheless, through the power of Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bestow, we can be rewarded with inverting our nature into aiming to bestow. There is a question. When one is immersed in the nature of self-love, how can he engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, since he has no desire or ability whatsoever to do anything unless it is for his own sake? Thus, how can one be educated into engaging in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow? We should say that although man's nature is only self-love, and that which is against it is hard for him to do, to the point that all his organs go against him, but there is the matter of coercion, meaning that when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he learns against his will, meaning that he wants it to be only for the sake of the Creator. And then he learns and thinks only about things that speak of the matter of bestowal. And although the body disagrees, through the labor in which he exerts himself, forcing his body to work with this intention, although his heart's desire disagrees with this intention, the light in it reforms him. What changes in man's qualities when he rises above reason?
Agreement with the Creator. He sees the world through the eyes of the Creator. He sees everything according to these coordinates, according to the lines that the Creator is using to see everything, not according to whatever you had there physically.
Ken.
Yes.
So,
briefly, the whole world is for us, created for us to correct ourselves. By that, we will see the world in according to our corrections. The world will be corrected. The world is what is depicted in us according to our qualities. That's why, as much as we work on correcting ourselves, that means that we're correcting the world. And in this way, we need to advance, not to think of anything else except for our correction. Our correction means that I'm connecting with the 10, from the 10 to humanity, and I want everybody to receive, in my eyes, the complete whole form. Not that I agree with everything there is and say it's perfect, but I have to bring myself to such a correction that I will be perfect and I will be able to call the world.
Esteban is asking, how can the 10 measure these words, test them, examine them, and carefully learn what the Creator has prepared for it?
We, every day, are getting new discernments. But this is how we're observing the world, whether this way or that way. Each one in the 10, like, turns and turns and revolves compared to the others. And we think it's us. It's not us. It's the Creator turning us around, turning and turning and turning and turning. And we need, from this new state of each and every one in the 10, to find ourselves connected together every time as one man and one heart. As much as we can to advance towards that, we advance every 10 somehow, reach that middle point, that equal point. That's it. So we're done with that correction. And then the Creator turns us around again, each one in another way, another form. And again, we reach that new mutual place, and each time, again and again, and more and more. That's our work. PT 12.
Kama ben adam obed.
How much does a person work to see the greatness of the Creator? And what effort is required from a person in a group when he's feeling the greatness of the Creator?
Only from the group. Shamir, only the group. There's nothing else to do. Connect more and cause them correction. Doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter the way they respond. Don't be despaired from there. It only seems like that to you, that they're like that. You never see them in a true way. The main thing is try and cause them connection. That's it. Above everything.
Item 37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each unit separately. Meaning each one has its own life. Yet, they still lack the sensation of others. Meaning they have no preparation to share others' pains or joys. Meaning, its animate is still missing something. What does it miss? It's missing the integration with others, emotional, either pains or joys. But he doesn't have this integration. That's why he can't acquire. He can't acquire, can't absorb from others their desires. And this is why, what can he do? Can't develop, can't evolve. Because from where can he take, except for his own desire for life, sustaining himself, he doesn't have any ability to add more desires. Well, so what will he have? That's why it's unworthy of being a created being standing on its own right. Item 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase 3 and the will of the will to receive, which is the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I will tell you what the extra value is in man. It's that it feels